You are now listening to the Worship Podcast of Open Table Metropolitan Community Church.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Just search Open Table MCC.
You can also follow us on Instagram at opentablemcc.ph.
And of course, you can visit our website, www.opentablemcc.ph, for resources on Holy Union, Sunday worship services, and other events.
Bukas ang hapag para sa lahat. Join our worship service every Sunday at 4 p.m. at NCCB EDSA. It's right across the Quezon Avenue MRT station.
The Gospel for today is the Gospel according to John chapter 1, verse 1 to 16. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him not one thing came into being. What has come into being, in Him was life, and life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen His glory, the glory of God, of God's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to Him and cried out, "This was He whom I said, who comes after me, ranks ahead of me, because He was before me. From His fullness, we have all received grace upon grace." Sa ating pananampalatayang Kristiyano ay dalawa lang ang main event. Dalawa. Ang Pasko ng Kapanganakan at ang Pasko ng Pagkabuhay, which is Easter. So ngayon, we are about to celebrate Pasko ng Kapanganakan. We commemorate the birth of Jesus of Nazareth some 2,000, it's actually not exactly 2017 years ago. It's actually, ang estima kasi nila, ang nangyari kasi ganito. So year one is the birth of Jesus, year 1. So, kaya meron kang AD. No? 1 AD, 2 AD, 3 AD. No? And then, of course, during the 50s, when they started to do a scholarly, academic, scientific, historical research, study of Jesus, they found out that the timing was about 4 to 6 centuries back. So, ano lang ngayon? 2017 plus 6. 23. So, some 2023 years ago, we commemorate the birth of Jesus. We're about to commemorate and celebrate the birth of Jesus, which was not December. It most likely was springtime that Jesus was born. And so, in the Gospel of Matthew, or in Luke, was that in Luke? "You shall name him Emmanuel, God who is with us." God who is with us comes from the principle that God, that the Word became flesh. Naging katawan. Nagkatawang tao. Flesh and blood. At a time where, sa panahon na, you know, the time of Jesus was no different from our time. Of course, except for technology. But the society that Jesus lived in was pretty much the same, if not more distressful. A time where there are emperors and king. King Herod, a very cruel man, in order na siya ang gawing hari ng mga Romans sa kanyang... Kasi hindi siya, actually hindi royal blood si Herod eh. Isa lang siyang ordinaryong, wala siyang lineage ni David or yung Maccabees. If you know the Maccabees, which is the family who revolted against the Greek empire, Macedonian empire. And they were called the Hasmonean dynasty. Inasawa kasi ni Herod ang isang Hasmonean lineage, no? So to justify his claim to the throne. So Christ was born, Jesus was born at a time where there are emperor and kings. The emperor is the Son of God. If you read some of the historical texts of that time, non-Christian, Caesar was the Son of God. Uyus Theo, Son of God. And therefore, Christ being proclaimed as Son of God was an act of resistance. That the Son of God is someone who is poor. And so Jesus was born, the Son of God, another Son of God, was born at a time when the Son of God is the Emperor. Therefore, the greatest political act in history, at least for Christians, was the action of God becoming human, and not just any human, becoming poor. Diba nga? Being born in a stable, sa isang maduming hayupan, sabsaba ng hayupan, koral ng mga hayop. There is nothing. So, titingnan niyo yung mga, ano to, yung mga belen, no? Kala niyo parang ang linis-linis, madumi, mabaho ang koral ng hayop. At yun ay isang kuweba, according to scholars. Kasi yun na lang talaga ang lugar na meron. It is a very political act by God. There is nothing neutral about it. When God took form through the person of Jesus, that was a political act. Because what is politics? Politics is about the dynamics and relationship of power among people. It is about power. Hence the word politics. It is power. So when God removed power to become a poor child, a poor vulnerable child of a peasant woman and born in a dirty, disgusting place, God was making a political act, a political statement. When power is about instilling fear to people, power throughout human history was about fear. If you do not comply, I kill you. If you do not pay taxes, I kill you. That was Roman Empire. That was Roman Empire. If you do not recognize the empire, we kill you. At yun nga nangyari noong year 70 when the Roman Empire, because the Jewish people revolted, what the description was, if they could only level the mountain, they would have. If they could only level Jerusalem, Jerusalem is a mountain, the Romans would have leveled it. So they really destroyed Jerusalem in year 70. At a time where power is about fear, fear to compel and to pay taxes, power that tells you you must behave yourself. At a time where power says, oh, you just have to accept your poverty, you just have to accept that this is the way of life, there will always be poor people, and that you will always be taxed with heavy taxation, and the heaviest taxation will always come from the poor, you just have to accept that. At a time where power means accepting that some people are not acceptable in society. No? Sa panahon ni Jesus, yung Samaritans, yung tax collectors, prostitutes, lepers, non-Jewish people. You know, you just have to accept that because you are like that, you are not accepted. Eunuchs are not acceptable. You just have to accept that that's the way things are. And when that, and during that time, suddenly, we are told, God became flesh and dwelt among us. Flesh. Katawan. Katawan, katawan, katawan. Katawang madumi at nadudumihan. Katawang nalilibugan. Katawang nasasaktan. Katawang nasusugatan. Katawang, if you know Palestine during that time, Palestine is, Galilee is a very backwatered place. It's like, ano mo ba siya? Tondo during the 60s. Maayos-ayos na pa ang tondo ngayon eh. Tondo during the 60s. And people there smelled. Kasi ang ano din dyan, mga mangingisda. So parang nga talagang Tondo at Navotas area. Kamanava area. No, mabaho. God becoming flesh, madumi, mabaho, tumatae, nagkakasakit, sumusuka. Flesh, everything that is human, God became. God became. And not just any human. As I've said, poor human. Tayo, middle class tayo. Eh. Mabango-bango pa tayo. May perang pampabango. May perang pang toothbrush. May perang, you know. I've watched, hindi ko alam kung documentary ba to, pero meron pala dito, among the urban poor, who are even the poor, yung tinatawag ng poorest of the poor na ultimo toothbrush at pang toothbrush at napkin ng babae, hindi nila kayang bumili. And God took that upon God's self to become a poor human. And what, when God became human, you know, everything that is human became God, and God became everything that is human. Everything. And what that means is that God became not just, historically, God was Jewish, Arab, an Arab person. But when God became flesh, what that also means is that God also became Native American, Chinese, Asian, Filipino. God became everyone. God took upon God's self every person's condition, every person's ethnicity, race, language. And especially, God took upon a body that had sex, that had gender. Jesus was a man. Di tayo sure. Kasi if Jesus was born of a virgin birth, ang chromosomes niyan ay ano? Diba? So, some would speculate that Jesus was actually intersex. There's a possibility that Jesus was intersex. So, when God became flesh, He took a body that had sex and sexuality and gender and gendering and expression and all of it. No, we always imagine Christ as if Christ was a mannequin without ari, without genitals. And actually, the crucifixion, ang nakikita natin crucifix sa mga Catholic churches, may bahag, di ba? People were crucified naked. Absolutely naked. So, try to imagine Jesus in the cross, naked with the... If He was man, His manhood was there, exposed. So Jesus took upon, God through Jesus took upon us. Tayo. Tayong tunay na tao. And therefore, so kasi in the Jewish text, diba, in the beginning God created man and woman, God created them in God's image and likeness. Sure, God did. Sure, we were in the image of God. But when God became flesh, then it becomes very real. Hindi na lang siya intellectual thing. It became very real that hindi na lang siya image of God. God finally became the actual flesh so that the flesh may become divine. So there is nothing wrong. There is nothing dirty with our body. There is nothing dirty with our sexuality or our gender and gender expression. Jesus took the side of everyone that was rejected by the world. That is also the premise or the principle of what it means to be church for all. Ang church for all, hindi ibig sabihin nun, everything is acceptable. Hindi ibig sabihin nun, oh, church for all, ibig sabihin even Satan can come here or even, that's not the premise of a church for all. The only reason we say church for all because the world has rejected some people based on who they are, on things that they didn't have a choice with. And that's why we say, this is a church of no matter who you are welcome here. That in this church, you will not be rejected for who you are. No, because God made a political statement of choosing the side and choosing the form of those who were rejected. The oppressed. And what is the other implication of that? Do we recognize God? Because when God became flesh through Jesus, it also means that we became, ano yun it? It's a two-way process. It is not only God that became flesh. The flesh became divine. We were born again. To be born again of spirit and in truth. Meaning, it is not only God who was given birth, it means humanity was also born anew. And do we recognize that? Do we recognize the God made flesh? Nung tayo ay pumunta doon at nakilala natin si Nanay Beth. Or si, hindi ko alam kung ate o kuya, tatawag sa kanya. Si kuya, kuya na lang. Kasi ang expression niya, male, eh. Si Kuya Ellen. Can we recognize God even sa isang taong walang kamay? Are we able to recognize the God made flesh? Someone asked me about why we don't, bakit all the time we are about social issues and social justice, community, and we hardly talk about life lessons. Life, how to be successful, 10 ways of being successful the way Jesus did. Or 21 ways of the Jesus CEO. Ganun, di ba? What makes you truly happy? Mga ganyan, mga life lessons.
Ganun na tayo.
Ha? Mga ganun ba tayo?
Kay Gio.
Ah, kay Gio.
About happiness.
How do we, or yung, what are the ways to be successful in your love life? What does the Bible say? Ganyan. The Bible, number one, according to verse ganyan, your relationship will be successful if the center view. Ganyan, di ba? And I admit that maybe we might need to talk a little bit more about it, about those things. Pero, at the same time, understanding, ito, kaya to favorite actually to ni Rive, professor ko sa New Testament, yung niya ngayon, God becoming flesh. If you know the principle of a God that became human, and the God that is in the human, you would have an understanding on how to relate to your friend, on how to relate to a partner, on how to be a good co-worker, on how to be a good boss, or a good follower of a boss. If you understand what it means that God became as removed all power and became human, then you'll know what it means to be a boss in the real sense. Or if you own a business, you know, to have employees in your company, then you'll understand what the implications are. That you are the manifestation of God, but equally, your subordinate is a manifestation of God. And if we talk about success, what is it, ano ba talaga ang pinaka ultimate definition or purpose of life? Nabanggit na natin yan so many times. What does it really mean to live in this world? What does success actually mean? When you know that God became flesh and lived among us, lived among the poor. Are we going to find success just so that we may, as what the scripture says in Matthew, there was a man who accumulated wealth for himself. He torn down his barns and he said to himself, I will build more barns to store all the wealth that I have accumulated. And after doing so, he said to himself, oh, be at peace, my soul, for you have so many provisions for many years to come. And then God said, you fool, tonight your life shall be demanded of you. To whom shall all of your wealth go? What is it for a man or a woman or anyone to gain the entire world only to lose his or her own soul? If we understand the incarnation, a very focal point of our Christian faith, we will understand how everything else is. The story of Christmas is the hope and joy of the divine becoming like us, so that we may become divine and in union with divine in real concrete ways. As God was born in our flesh. May story pala. Tapos na yung sermon. Story lang. At galing to kay Reed. Kunento niya sa amin, parable to, the parable according to Reed. At galing talaga sa storya ng buhay niya. Sabi niya, to what shall we put the incarnation like? It is like when I was a pastor in Cainta. Sabi ni Reed. So I was a pastor in Cainta with my family, with my first child. Dahil alam naman natin ang UCCP ay hindi masyadong mayaman, no? So, to mas mayaman pa rin sila sa atin. So, nagsiserve siya sa isang UCCP church sa Cainta, and they would usually always eat at a karinderia after Sunday worship. Kasi morning ang worship ng UCCP. So, after Sunday worship, they will have lunch in a karinderia nakatapat ang Jollibee. Siyempre, Sunday. So, there are families who go to Jollibee. And then, the first child of Reeve, of course, nakikita si statwa ni Jollibee. Oh, tatay, I want to go to Jollibee. So, pupunta naman sila para lang hawakan ni child si statwa ni Jollibee. Ano, diba? Jollibee, ganyan. So, uwi na sila. And then, one time, kumakain sila, tapos pauwi na sila, all of a sudden, Jollibee came out of the Jollibee store. Yung mascot. A live Jollibee. At syempre, pumunta si Lucas, yung anak niya, si Luke ang Lucas ang pangalan ng anak ni Reeve, panganay. If you can imagine the joy of a child for the first time na palaging niyang hinahawakan ng estatwa ni Jollibee. Finally, si Jollibee ay lumabas at sumasayaw-sayaw. That is Christmas. That is the story of Christianity, of incarnation. Ang paglabas ni Jollibee sa store. That was the good news. So as God was born into our flesh, may God give birth to us into God's divine character of loving and serving each other. And knowing that we are not dirty and that we are good. We are so good that God wanted to be like us. Especially, and that we may love and serve each other, for that is the purpose of it. Especially those who cry out to God the most. So the question I leave for the Christmas and sa pagmumuni-muni natin ng nakaraang 2017, what does it mean for God to be in your flesh? What does it mean for God to be in your actual skin and in the skin of others? Naway ang Jollibee ay makilala niyo at pagpalain kayo. Amen.